Presenting stars, scenes, and songs from Warner Brothers' newest musical production, Dame. Before introducing the stars who appear in Dames, let us review the recent musical screen offerings. A little over 2 years ago, Warner Brothers revived interest in this type of screen entertainment by producing 42nd Street. Remember the theme song, 42nd Street? And then came Gold Diggers of 1933 with its unforgettable Shadow Waltz. Remember? Then followed Footlight Parade. And who will ever forget the water spectacle sung and danced to that glorious song, By a Waterfall? Don't Say Goodnight, from the fourth big musical production, Wonder Bar. And now Warner Brothers presents the fifth musical picture since 42nd Street, Dames, with Joan Blondell, Dick Powell, Ruby Keeler, Zazu Pitts, Guy Kibbe, Hugh Herbert, and many other screen favorites. Dick Powell will sing for you one of the four song hits from Dames called I Only Have Eyes for You, with Ruby Keeler.
Like your little secret?
Uh-huh.
I love you.
Timmy Higgins, why all this love and affection? Have you got a job?
Do I have to have a job to tell you I love you?
No, but I'd like to hear both.
Well, I haven't got a job. Nothing but love. 34 shows in New York and not a one of them making for me.
Timmy, perhaps you should have waited until Uncle Ezra died before you went on the stage.
Oh, I'd have been playing old man parts by that time. And besides, I don't want any of his money. I only want to do the things I like and kiss the girl I love.
Are the stars out tonight? I don't know if it's cloudy or bright. Cause I only have eyes for you, dear. The moon may be high, but I can't see a thing in the sky, cause I only have eyes for you. I don't know if we're in a garden or on a crowded avenue. You are here, so am I. Maybe millions of people go by, but they all disappear from view. And I only have eyes for you.
Dick's romance with Ruby isn't all milk and honey. Ruby's father, that's Guy Kibbe, and her mother, Zazu Pitts, and her millionaire Uncle Ezra, that's Hugh Herbert, object to Dick because he belongs to the theater. Can you imagine the excitement when Dick, disguised as an insurance agent, walks right into their home and attempts to get Uncle Ezra to finance the show he has written?
Well?
Miss, do you realize that 65 out of every 100 people become paupers at the age of 50?
No.
It's the truth, and nothing can prevent it but life insurance. And you, Mr. Hemingway, do you realize that 65 out of every 100 people become paupers at the age of 50?
No.
Do you?
Oh.
Do you?
Yes.
Ah, the little lady is right, and nothing can prevent it but life insurance.
You are James Higgins.
You are Uncle Ezra. I want to give you a break, huh? I've got a musical show that's a honey. It's called Sweet and Hot.
Get out.
I got the show, you got the dough.
Get out!
Now, wait a minute. You don't know me, I don't know you. You don't like me, I don't like you. But this is strictly a business proposition, and you stand to make at least $25,000.
You mentioned show to me. Bulger! Bulger! Bulger, here. Put that gun away. Oh. Put that gun away. And throw him out.
Now, wait a minute.
Throw him out! Throw him out!
Out!
May be out, but he's not down. No, sir, not by a long shot. There's a girl called Mabel in the old wood pile, and Mabel is none other than Joan Blondell, queen of the gimme girls. And when Mabel digs for gold, she makes sure it's 24 carat kind. Shh! They're in conference now.
You say you've got a show?
Well, have you got $20,000 to put it on with?
I've got 17 cents in the clothes I stand in, but there's life in the old girl yet.
Well, it's a great show. It's a musical show. Got some of the swellest songs in it you ever heard in your life.
Is that a fact?
And there's a great part for you. You help me put the show on and you're in.
All right, Jimmy, the show's on and I'm in. All you've got to do is get me a personal, private interview with Horace P. Hemingway.
Is that all you need?
I'll walk out of there with enough money to finance Ben-Hur with solid gold horses.
A shake on it.
I'll raise you one. We'll kiss on it. Look out, Uncle Tom Hemingway. Here comes Mabel Legree, cracking her whip.
Yes, sir, the big show is on, and Ruby Keeler steps onto the stage to do a tap dance as only Ruby Keeler can. Curtain rises on the most novel musical creation since The Man on the Flying Trapeze. It is called The Girl at the Ironing Board and features Joan Blondell, dozens of girls, and a male chorus of 100 voices.
Love and love and scrub, we do the neighborhood washing. Scrub and love in the tub, dub a dub 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 poop a doo.
You're the kind of a girl I could care for, 'cause you've always been gentle with me.
And I like you too, 'cause I've noticed you don't toss me around like the other girls do.
You replace all my missing buttons, and you never expect a reward.
And our only one hope is you're as pure as the soul is.
The girl at the ironing board.
And now for the last of the three big musical ensembles in Dames. Spectacular routines created and directed by Busby Berkeley. Startling innovations. 350 of the most gorgeous girls on earth. Inspiring songs by Harry Warren and Al Dubin. Spectacle, comedy, music. Okay, Dick, let's have the theme song.
Who writes the words to music?
for all the girly shows. No one cares and no one knows who is the handsome hero. Some villain always frames, but who cares if there's a plot or not when they've got a lot of names? What do you go for? Go see a show for, tell the truth, you go to see those beautiful dames. Yes, you spend your dough for bouquets that throw for all those cute and cunning young and beautiful dames. Your old dames are temporary flames to you, dames. You don't recall their names, do you? But their caresses and home addresses linger in your memory of those beautiful dames.
Featured stars and songs, Warner Brothers musical production Dames. Your announcer is Bill Ray.